So hello, everybody, and welcome to our ERC Open Coaching Support Call. It's actually the last one for the 2018-19 season, and it's August 2019. And so I really want to make this a special call. I know probably about half of you are coming back. Probably everybody, most people that are on already are coming back for another year. And I'm really looking forward to getting more opportunity to just continue to work together. But I want to make this call special. So what I would love to do is to just be able to hear first a one round of what's one thing that you want to celebrate that you've achieved, whether it's in your personal life or professional life or health-wise, but just one thing that you'd like to celebrate today. Quick, short, 30 seconds, because I like to start on that up level. And then what I want to do is go around and see what you feel like you need most moving forward and how we could best support you. And if you're not returning to the program next year, then how can I point you in the direction of a resource that you may need to help you along? So let's see. Yeah. Okay, good. So I'm going to start with Diana because you're at top of my screen. And I see Debbie just came on. Hey. All right. There you go.
I got to watch my husband's in the background. I don't want to make any funny noises. What is one thing? One thing. Oh, my goodness. I'm alive. I'm celebrating that every day now with no hopes no thoughts of where I was a year ago.
Nice.
I'm alive. I am well. I'm getting weller every day, and that's my biggest celebration. I have my joy back, and it's staying. And it gets bigger every day. I mean, I started with the last call when we had the little dream about, where you want to be or where you are. You really started something there, because ever since that call, I realized how many things I had left out of my life that weren't even part of it and weren't part of the dream. Now they are. You've got me thinking. You've got me dreaming again. And that's a big celebration.
Woo, I got goosebumps from that. I just got goosebumps all over my body.
No, there's dreams now. There's dreams that had long gone. they're coming back. I'm enjoying life a lot. We've got a long way to go, but it's all right.
It's really important. We all have a long way to go, regardless of whether it's a professional dream or a personal dream or whatever. One very wise mentor of mine, he wasn't really a mentor of mine. I heard him speak at a conference, but he pointed out that we look at where we are, wherever we are at a starting point, and then we make a goal, say, this is where I want to be. And then when you stop and look, we all as humans tend to measure the distance, not between where we were and where we are, but between where we are and where we had intended to be. And life gets in the way. Life just changes things, right? Or sends you on a different course. But I think when we can take that time to celebrate where you've come to, and now you've got the ability to look forward and look at those dreams. And I think that's really beautiful. And I so appreciate you sharing that.
Oh, and I see Angelica came in. I want to give Angelica some kudos. She called to confirm some things about a week ago. And speaking of the same subject matter, she installed a new dream, or the possibilities for something I'd never dreamed of before. When I mean dream, I'm dreaming things I've never thought of before.
Oh, awesome. You want to share what that is?
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead.
She said she was encouraging me to do herb walks and share what I do, and with a bigger audience, I guess, would be how she put it. In my world, I do that at my farmer's market, which has been a long time since I've visited there. But no, she's talking at another level, which is one I'd never considered. I don't like being on camera. I'm very shy. And just the little things that I did out here just a month or so ago with my garden, that was a big step. But she just opened up a whole possibility of, things I'd never dreamed of before. And I'm not even discounting that anymore. So, I mean, that was huge. And I want to thank Angelica for that. These are things I never would have dreamed of. And she's actually planted some additional seeds in addition to the things I'd already started dreaming about. So the dream just got really, really big.
Awesome.
win.
Awesome. I have some ideas if you want to have a chat about that, how we could start you with.
I knew you were going to do that. And maybe we can do that on our 30-minute chat that I'm supposed to get sometime soon.
Okay.
Okay. So well, I promise we can do some big dreaming.
Good. I'm looking forward to it. You have so much knowledge in your head, but also your heart is just so huge that I think you've already inspired a lot of folks here with your herb knowledge when you throw things in. And I think you can inspire people on a much larger level. And from a place of humility and not from the expert, like I am the big expert of herbs in the world, right? But from that place of, this is what I do in my garden. This is what you can do too. And this is how you can create this magical healing garden for yourself and how you can take what's there and turn it into usable medicines or, yeah.
I've always wanted to share what I found. I didn't start out learning herbs. I kind of picked it up by necessity at one point when medicine wasn't working for me. But the more I played with it, the more exciting it got. And it's like, I just burst with enthusiasm and energy because I want to share.
Yeah.
I want other people to get lit up with what I know.
Yeah.
So yeah. I hold it inside. I had trouble at first trying to get other herbalists to help me. It was like they were hiding their secrets. They don't want to give away their secrets because it took them their whole lives to find that stuff and they're not going to give it away for free. And I was like, what are you talking about? This is like the biggest gift in the whole world. How can you not want to share it?
Yeah.
That's me. I'm different. So.
Yeah. Well, thank you for that. Yes. We'll talk about how we can get that out there in a bigger way. So thank you.
Next,
what would you like to share? Oops, we have to unmute you. Okay, Jay. Whoops, I unmuted it. Ah, there it goes. Good.
You say Jay? I'm sorry.
I said Jay. Yeah.
Yeah, my road has been kind of bumpy, I guess, but. Overall, I feel like I'm a lot more grounded than I was when I first started a couple of years ago. You know, maybe the goalposts have changed a little bit. I'm thankful for the health that I do have. I've got good vision in my left eye, so I'm thankful for that. I want to pray for that. So, you know, it's not just about general health anymore. It's about that in particular.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, I don't know, some other things are kind of coming together now and general health wise. So I don't know. That's kind of where I am.
Good. Thank you. Appreciate that.
Yeah.
And Debbie.
I kind of missed the intro, so I'm not sure.
Just going around for everybody, you know, a 30 second to a minute kind of, although, you know, Diana's always an exception. She's verbose and for a shy person, she's very articulate. But we're basically sharing something that you're in appreciation for right now or something that you're celebrating, whether it's related to your health, related to your personal relationships, related to somewhere where you are, just something that we can uplift everybody with a positivity to start to call.
I am this community, ERC. I just feel super, it's just like my heart. This is my community and I absolutely love everything about it. So I'm super grateful. Yeah, I just feel like I was really blessed. You know, don't know how these things happen in the universe, just to stumble across it, but it all feels like it was meant to be.
Awesome. Do you remember how you found your
A friend sent me a link, and then I watched one of your presentations, and I just felt, it was all intuitive. I just felt like, really drawn to it, which is unusual because I hadn't really done an online program before. And then I talked to Lynn, and then that just like cinched it. I was just between you and Lynn, my two points of contact. My heart knew this is what I was going to be doing. It took a while to figure out other things, but
I'm going to do it. Yeah, thank you.
Yeah,
I'm glad that you're here, and I'm glad you're coming up and coming back, and I'm glad you're working with Lisa to really, you know, accelerate all that too. So yeah, Thank you. Claudia. Hi, Claudia.
Hey. So what are we grateful for?
Or celebrating? Yeah, no, well, like something you're grateful for or a celebration that you want to share, something you're happy about sharing.
Oh, right? There's so many things. I'm so grateful for you, by the way. You are my beacon of light, and on so many levels, not just my health, my future, my training, my supporting my business on all these levels. I honestly don't know, like on all my coaching calls, I'm like, who's from Rita Marie? And it seems like most people, like, you know, I don't know how it would be going without you, to be honest. Just, I mean, not just you personally, but you've done a lot for me to help me with my business, but just the amount of people that you have, that this amazing community, really, that I'm so grateful for. But that community kind of, you know, part of it kind of came into my community, and it makes a big difference. Yeah, that's really what I want to
say. I'm happy to have you here, and I'm glad that, you know, I see why you're not continuing with ERC. You don't, but I'm so happy that you're in NEPT. That we have.
Right, I figure I can be my own client story if I need it. Except I have to fill out a bunch of forms. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, I have to say, in hindsight, my business was so much my priority this year that I had missed so many of these calls. I don't even know. I probably missed like 7% of them. But yeah, it's okay.
But it had all your private calls with
Israel. Yeah. No, that's for sure. Yeah. But then also the small group coaching calls, I think I only did two of them, which, yeah, it was just a priority for me.
Yeah. Good. Well, I'm glad that you're here and in my life. So thank you.
Thank you.
Barbara was here earlier, and I know she said her video isn't working. So let me get Barbara open. She's still there. Barbara. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hi, Barbara.
Hello. Well, this year has been very, very tough for me in several respects. But I still have a lot of things to celebrate. One thing is that I'm going to bed much, much earlier than I used to, which is a big thing.
It's big.
I used to go to bed at 2 o'clock most of the time, 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning. And now I'm going to bed between 11 and 12.
That's a huge difference. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Also, I'm in the process of selling a house in which I had put into a lot, and there is a lot of letting go to do, but I can do that. I'm quite good in doing it, and I'm sure, you know, that all I learned during this year helped me to do it. I'm grateful that I learned so much more about what is important in life, that it is not only nutrition, but your seven pillars, you know, that really opened my eyes. I'm very grateful for this whole year to see what beautiful people there are out there, including you, Dr. Rita Marie. I mean, it is really amazing the way you are, how generous you are, and what a beautiful human being. And so there is a lot to be grateful for, but as I said, it is a rather difficult time for me, or was as well the last year. And I don't continue with ERC simply because I'm not at home at the moment, and I will have to stay from home for quite some time. And I would again start with feeling I'm missing out on much, or I'm not keeping.
Yeah.
I cannot do everything I want to do, but I'm really grateful also that I got to know Claudia, and I will do her course, and I'm intending to do more. You know, focus on certain things
Yeah. I think that's great. And I think that I think you've really done a lot with your health, and you've gotten your habits really established. And so I think that, you know, just making sure that you don't overcommit, which I think tends to be a habit of yours, and really can focus on what you know and focus on your self-care ahead of everything.
Mm. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Barbara. And Jeannie just came on. Hi. What we're doing is going around how long you've been on, but we're just having everybody just share 30 seconds to a minute and sometimes longer of something that you're celebrating right now, just to keep an uplift, whether it be something from, you know, the program, whether it be something in your personal life, your grandchildren, whatever, just something uplifting right now. So we can start our call with that.
Yes, I had my camera off. I was doing my laundry. So.
Oh.
In my laundry room. But no, I shared with my small group yesterday that
yes,
I are thinking about going back to, we lived on a lake for several years, and 3 years ago we wanted to downsize and wanted to minimize, and so we moved away from the lake. And since that time, especially more probably even my husband than myself, but really, really misses it. So we're looking at possibly going back. We're looking for something right now.
Nice. That's exciting.
It is really exciting. It's been busy trying to keep up, and, you know, we may be building. And so there's just a lot going on, but, you know, fun things.
Nice.
Look forward to.
Nice. And being in the country more, and in, you know, by a lake in nature is going to be so much better for your health overall.
Yes, absolutely.
Yay.
And just one real quick, and you know how I feel about the program, ERC. It's like, it's just been a wonder for me. And I can't thank you enough. I've always said you and Lynn and all the coaches, all the actually all the community, it has just been so, it's a program that is just so different than anything I've ever been involved with, as far as, you know, there's so much support. And I think someone used the word generosity. It's like so generous with your time and your, you know, your knowledge and your expertise. So I'm so grateful.
Thank you. Thank you so much for sharing that. It means a lot to me. All right. Who else is here? Yeah, Debbie, Angelica, Barbara, but Kathy. Hey, Kathy. I don't know if you can get yourself on screen, but I'm just going to try to unmute you. Kathy, you there? Oops.
She's muted.
I think two of us tried to hit the button at the same time and we muted her back because it looked like she went unmuted. Is she there? Maybe she stepped away.
Hold on. No. I'm here.
Oh, good. Yay.
I'm here. Hi. I'm so happy to be here and just heard the last comment. So then it makes me change my comment, but I can make two quick comments. One is, yesterday in my gratitude journal, I wrote in how grateful I was for Dr. Rita Marie and her whole team, because my life is so blessed. I'm got so many great suggestions on little things, a smash thumb or a knee or this stuff. And it just, it's huge. And so I do pause and I write it down for posterity.
Good for you.
And you know, they hopefully won't need you, because they're learning from me how to eat and live differently. And actually they do a better job than I have. But the other thing is, I'm really happy and excited about this new home that I've been in for 6 months, because I just finished finally organizing the pantry. And the pantry is where I walk in, and it actually has a fridge and a sink. And an 18-inch dishwasher. So I have my food dehydrator hooked up, my Blendtec or Vitamix hooked up, and good things. And so I can walk in and I have my supplements alphabetized that might go in a smoothie. And so I just go, I think I want to. And I've lived here 6 months, and had some smoothies, but not near as many as I would like to have now that I'm set up and I can see the countertop and I can see the floor. The floor was a mess and the countertops were just jammed with stuff. And so I'm actually excited because then a young teenager came and helped me in the kitchen last week. And we had prior to that done the fridge. There's two fridges, the kitchen fridge and this pantry fridge. But last week we organized the freezer. So all my frozen berries or my frozen greens or whatever, they're in that freezer about 2 feet from the blender. And I don't even think I'd have to take a step. And then the things in the kitchen are more savory for dinner time or something or other. Nice. Anyway, it feels so good. Like I feel empowered that I've been learning, and now it's like, oh, finally, I can just kind of walk in and start living a little bit more like I have in the past and want to in the future. So setting yourself up for some of these routines and patterns and habits. I got my coconut oil out for oil pulling because I used to do it, and it had slipped away. So nice. It's like, oh, put it out on the counter on the nightstand, and I'll do it in the morning. So just trying to set my home up for health and wellness. I even have a room called the wellness room.
Wow.
And I do. It happens to be where grandkids stay and play if they are visiting, but that's not that often. And now that they've moved to California. And so I have a screen and a rebounder and some weights and a lovely chair to sit and read by a window if I need to, but just, it's truthfully a spare bedroom for grandchildren to sleep, but I figured it should be used more. So I thought,
absolutely,
I'll call it my wellness room. So
I love that. And just even the fact that you speak that out loud and call it your wellness room, that makes a huge difference because your subconscious is hearing, oh, I'm going to the wellness room right now, right? I'm going to the pantry. Have a real cool name for that pantry because it sounds outstanding. I want you to take pictures or videos of it and show us.
I actually call it my stinky kitchen, which maybe isn't so complimentary, but I love cultured veggies. And that's where I have my kraut jars and all my lovely supplies for culturing and fermenting and things that I want to restart again.
What about your cultured kitchen?
Yeah, well, there you go.
Cultured has got a dual, meaning, right?
And I like that better than pantry, and I like it better than stinky kitchen, but it was meant in an affectionate way. Kimchi, they actually make special small fridges at the Korean markets because they put their kraut in it because it really can stink up a fridge. But I think that's a wonderful smell. So I affectionately was calling it stinky kitchen, but I will happily change it to cultured kitchen. That's catchy.
It's catchy. You could even do a cultured with a K just for fun. And
yes.
Cultured kitchen. Cool. I love hearing that. It's so great.
Thank you.
It came on. Oh, it looks like Sandy just came on. I don't know how long you've been here, but we've been just sharing a success or a celebration, just anything in your life that you want to celebrate, whether it's related to your health or not, related to a relationship, related to your career, just something for us to all kind of be on that upbeat note to start our call. Oops. You're unmuted, Sandy.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you do that or I came on?
I don't know, but you came on and muted maybe. I hear you.
Well, that's funny because I wanted to say a couple things since you're talking about that. And I didn't know how to unmute because I'm not on the phone part. I'm on the probably broadcast. Anyway, this is great.
Yay.
The reason I'm late is this is really cool. Okay. You know, I've been wanting to do this hair mineral test for a while. And I actually paid, it was on sale and I paid for it in May. And then they had a sale on a consultation. And so I was on the phone setting that up because I have a credit with these people. And so I was on the phone setting it up, so it took a while. So now I am set up to do it all.
Perfect.
I'm like really excited.
Great. When are you going to do it? You can do it very soon?
Well, she's sending me all the paperwork. I've got to get a hair appointment because I want the hairdresser to cut the sample of the, because, you know, I've never done it before and I got to read it all and all that. So go and have a piece of my hair cut off for the sample. Because I really need a haircut. Did you see me out here when I first came on? I saw the video. I thought, oh my God, looks like I'm at the beach.
It does. That's what I was thinking. Like, where is she?
I'm out in the backyard, which is not, it's not a beautiful backyard, but I don't, you know, it's okay. I'm okay because there's no scents right now. There's no crappy people using their washing, you know, dryer bounce and all that crap that I hate. And we've got this umbrella set up now that it doesn't move, and it's really good. And I have this lounge chair with a pad on it, and I move it out of the sun so I'm in the shade. And, you know, it's really nice. I'm
nice.
Enjoying this little space because I'm into beauty, and Kathy's house sounds wonderful.
Yeah, doesn't it?
Yeah, and I'm into, you know, more beauty, and that will come. That will come.
Beautiful. It looks like you're on the starting point. Well, thank you. And thank you for sharing.
Yeah, so that's good. And the estate's going really well. The typist and I have another meeting today, and we're just about done with it. So I'm very excited.
That's a big thing to celebrate because you've been working on that for a while.
Oh, I've been working on it for a long time. Yeah. Good. So I'm really happy about that.
Thank you.
So can I ask a question? Or
not yet. I have to finish everybody's celebrations first, and then we'll come back with questions. Let me see who else I might have missed.
It's not, you know, real critical.
No, we'll have time for it.
Okay.
I think everybody else is our coaches. And if you guys all want to just say a quick word about one thing to celebrate right now. Angelica.
I am on the Gulf of Mexico, staying in the south of Texas, and it's amazing taking long walks on the beach. I'm just loving that.
Yay! Good for you. Lynn. There's two Lynns. Lynn, either Lynn, whichever Lynn says something first. Okay, then I'll call out Lynn DJ.
Well, that'll teach me to play chicken with Lynn Rose.
There she is.
My celebration is next Friday morning. I am leaving. I'm picking my husband up from work. It's his birthday on the 31st, and we're driving out to Salt Lake to see two of my sons I haven't seen in over a year. My oldest son is in a play, and so we're going to spend the weekend there.
Nice. Sounds
we're driving. Yeah.
Yay. Good for you. Yay. Yeah. That's a big celebration. Lynn Rose.
Nothing special. I mean, this last year has kind of led me in lots of different directions, down lots of different rabbit holes, and it continues to go that way. And, well, I've got several eye surgeries coming up the next couple of months, so I'm kind of focusing on that right now. But I have to get the corneas taken care of and then my cataracts. So,
wow.
And I do want to say I'm grateful to have Susan because she's going to be taking me. She's my designated driver.
Oh, nice.
Great to have a coach that's in, you know, not too far away.
Yeah. Yeah, awesome.
So that's about it.
Yay. Thank you. Who else? I think I saw Janet on too. Barbara. There she is. Hey, Janet.
Yep, I'm here. I'm always grateful for all of you and being a part of everything that's going on. I am so grateful that I found some jicama and some dried kale and some avocado. I don't have to go to the store today. One more day, then I have to go shopping. There was enough in the fridge that I can make a lunch and a dinner. So.
Nice. You don't eat much if a piece of jicama and a piece of dried kale is going to make your lunch and dinner. But
well, I've got some avocado here, and I have a few other things. So.
Yay, good for you.
Or we can just fast, and that'll take care of it.
That'll fast, right? Fasting is always the option. I love that option.
Yes, yes. Good to see you all. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. So, given this is our, you know, our last call for the, what I really would like to do is just, if you guys have any, specific questions, like Sandy already said, she has a question. So we'll start with that. But I would love to know how, you know, how I can support you moving forward. Many of you are coming back for the next year. And, you know, we'll just continue the process and we'll have you set goals. And many of you have already filled out your next getting to know yous. And I want you to know that we are going to have a special call for you guys to do the getting to know you, because it's a really not a getting to know you. It's, you know, getting an update. So I decided this year to do just the new people, because I found in previous years when we mixed, it was a little confusing. So I've gotten to meet 12, 13, 14. I think I've met 15 of the new folks that are coming in, and some really, really amazing folks that you're going to enjoy. And there's still a few more that I haven't met yet, but looking forward to that. So, and I'll look at my calendar and we'll have it. It'll probably be starting in September. We'll just do a reacquaint so that I can go back through your forums and see where you're at and help you to move forward. But for those of you who aren't coming back, again, and for those of you who are, what is it right now that I can support you in? And what questions do you have? And what resources can I point you to that will help keep your momentum going? So I'll start with Sandy, because she already said she had a question. And then we'll go from there. And you can raise your hand on the chat thing, or you could just wave to me and I'll see you and we'll go from there. So Sandy. Oops. She froze under her beach umbrella.
Hello.
Oh, there you are.
Let's see. Can you hear me?
Can hear you. Yeah.
Okay. First of all, I'm going to say that I'm really happy that I got to be with all of you on ERC this year. I won't be doing it again. However, I will definitely still be in the tribe and be communicating with you, because I'll be on Unstoppable. I will join Vital Community. So I should get an email about joining that, right?
You should. And we have a special, you know, renewal rate for ERC folks.
Great. Yeah. So I'll see you there. And then I'll see some of you on Steph's program. Those are the three things I'm going to do to keep being with you all in my tribe, because I love you so much and I don't want to lose you.
Yeah, we don't want to lose you either. You're such a contributing member with all your recipes and pictures and ideas. So thank you.
Yeah, and it's on my back burner still. I got to figure out the computer thing, how to do the kitchen show with you.
Mm-hmm.
I want to do. So also I'll be sending someday a little report update about my experience on ERC and how it could be improved, or what I see to make it, you know, an improvement. So I'll get to that one day too. Okay. Now, the question is, I was talking to you about the other day, the brain and eye fatigue I have being on the computer or doing close work.
Right.
And it's not a situation at night, because I'm mostly almost always off the computer and the iPhone and all technology at night. It's during the day. I know it has something to do that I had this hemorrhagic stroke in 2006. So there is a doctor here in the area that I haven't been able to connect with, and that's still a possibility, because I know she could probably help me. What's the name of that body work that they... starts with a C, I think, or no, that they work on your head?
Craniosacral.
Yeah, she does. I know she does some craniosacral, and that is incredible for me. So that's something I would like. And I think that what you said as a reminder to take time out and look long distance is a very good idea.
I was channeling Claudia.
Pardon?
I was channeling Claudia. Who's,
oh, yeah, yeah. And I do want to take her class someday too, but not right now. I'm not doing any programs per se right this minute. Anyway, so that's really good. And I do the Reiki, and that helps tremendously, taking walks and all. But if anybody has anything else for daytime, you know, besides getting off it, but once I get off it, it just... you know, I mean, it doesn't matter how long I'm on it. And because I have a new iMac, and it really started, things started really getting bad when I got on the iPhone, and now I have an iMac, and that is even worse. Mm-hmm. So, you know.
So I'm going to just see if Claudia has anything she wants to interject. Okay. The things I told Sandy the other day was that we just tend to get into close focus, and we don't do that. And I told her to, you know, find things across the room and do some palming and sunning. So if you have anything you want to,
Sandy, what is your vision gets really worse after looking at screens?
Oh yeah. Yeah. My blood sugar will even go up. But yeah, I get a headache. I can, I call it fatigue, eye fatigue, where my eyes get really tired and my brain kind of goes crazy. It gets tired.
And this doesn't happen with books. Does it just happen with screens?
Well, I can't, I don't really read much anymore.
Or like any other nearby.
Because of a stroke. So when I read, it's a little bit better when I read if I don't read too much. That's why listening to audio tapes are better than mm-hmm. being on and watching the screen. Right now I'm looking away.
There's a lot of things. You're definitely straining. I just did the Correct Your Computer Eye Strain 5-day challenge. It's still in my free Facebook group. The videos, the training videos I took off, but I can give you the links to those. Because it's several factors. Like usually what happens with vision is like you can only see one spot perfectly clear, a very, very tiny spot, and the rest is peripheral vision and your eyes have to move. But with your optical stroke, I don't know if this is a common problem that you try to see, like when you look at an iPhone, that you try to see the whole screen clear versus knowing that your eyes, like you can test that by looking at any word, even on the Zoom. I mean, you're on the iPhone right now, right? Are you on the phone?
Yes, I'm on
that. So you can't do that, but you have a very small point of clarity, and then the rest is near periphery, middle periphery, far periphery. And when you try to stare and see a big picture all clear at once, it's impossible because it's not the anatomy of the retina. So that's becoming aware of that and moving your eyes and closing them, like Rita Marie said, palming them, resting your eyes, because screens are harder because they're backlit. Whereas, you know, eyes work by reflect light. Light gets into the retina and the screens are backlit. So it's not as easy for the eyes to have the exact distance. You know, when you have light reflected from a physical object, there's an exact distance, right? But the computer is backlit. So it's kind of like this bottomless pit, you know, that pixels are not as easy for the eyes. Mm-hmm. So lots of breaks, like we said, looking up after every 5 minutes, looking into the distance, like really, yeah.
But go to my challenge.
It's like only right 5 days.
And Dr. Rita Marie said blue blockers too.
Yeah, blue blockers, definitely. I can give you the videos because I taught everything you need to know about computer
vision.
That's okay.
Yeah. That's
okay.
I did not have an optical stroke. It was brain.
Oh, okay. But I'm just saying your eye movement.
Hemorrhagic stroke.
Okay. I'm just wondering if your eye movement is somehow, because we make these very small eye movements called saccadic eye movements, and I don't know if there's some kind of.
Definitely. Because when I went to my functional medicine doctor, he worked on my eyes all the time, and he said that, what did he say? I forget what he said. I think one of the eyes was sort of went down or didn't move or went some way. Yeah, he really helped me a lot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that could be so
many. He gave me some eye exercises too. But I haven't.
Yeah, I would need to see a prescription too to know what's really going on with your eyes and which one is dominant. I mean, there's so much more to it than just.
I know. I just wanted to do something right now that would help me.
But my challenge will help you. Like the tips I give in there, like from blinking more to yawning, like there's lots of really easy things. It's not complicated.
Good.
Yeah.
Great.
Okay. I will put the link to my group in the chat, and then the videos I have to somehow, how do I contact you? Like I have to send you the video links.
We can message each other.
Okay.
Or else I can give you my email right now.
Oh yeah, just put it in the chat. So then I can copy it.
Okay, that would be good because I really would like to see you on One Radio Network doing your talk.
Yeah, but join my.
So then you'll have my email.
Where the handouts and everything is in my free group. It's just the training videos themselves. I took off the group, but all the support calls are in the group. They're like Facebook Live calls, basically.
Great. Thank you for sharing. Awesome.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Yeah.
Thank you, Sandy. Good questions.
Thank you.
Who else has? Yeah, Debbie. I unmuted you, but it's not my. I don't know what's happening. There we go.
Yeah, I've had something going on right now, so it's just thank God I'm having a call. But I'm going through perimenopause, menopause, and I'm getting these cycles every couple months that are just like I'm on day 6 or 7 of just like hemorrhaging type bleeding.
Oh, no.
And so I woke up this morning going, I don't know what I'm going to do. And I do, I mean, it's just ridiculous. I've always been heavy, but this is like pretty serious. So, I fished through what I had in my supplement section. And I found, I never really figured out how to use it, but I do have some shepherd's purse.
Mm-hmm.
And I have some raspberry leaf tea. So I'm trying to figure out if I should start those and what to do with them, if they can help right now. But it's pretty extreme.
So. I would also be looking at it, and I'll address those in a minute. But I'd also look at, do you have any yellow dock or iron? I mean, I know you've had bad anemia in the past, and if you're hemorrhaging that heavily, you got to make sure you're replacing it.
I mean, it's like when I cycled, you'd have like a day or two that were really heavy. I've never had 6 or 7 days of just around the clock. Like,
yeah.
I don't know where it's coming from. I didn't know I had that much in me.
So, yeah. Yeah. And it's going to deplete you. So, yeah. And you're already thin and you know, low blood in Chinese medicine would say, you know, weak blood or thin blood or whatever. So raspberry leaf is a uterine tonic. So it can be very helpful for calming down the uterus. Don't know if that's it. I would do casserole packs, which I think we talked about on our last call, you know, every day, every single day do casserole packs.
Okay.
Shepherd's purse, I haven't used much. Has anybody, has Diana or Lynn, have you used shepherd's purse much and want to say something about shepherd's purse? Go ahead. Oh, Lynn. Go ahead, Lynn.
Okay. Yeah, it's a hemostat. I've used it with a couple of my daughters just to stem the tide. But one of the other things is, and just from what I know about you, you are more of a cold constitution. If okay. And so that's the type of thing you want to look at are things that are going to warm you.
Mm-hmm.
And you could have some stagnancy in your liver that's contributing towards that. And it may be just that it's releasing that stagnancy is breaking. You might be dispersing it. And so it's just leaving. But like Dr. Reed Marie said, you want to make sure that you have all your nutrients, that you don't get deficient. And iron is the really big one. So, yeah. So anyway, and I was just pulling up some of my Chinese stuff, and it was saying it's often related to a weak spleen pancreas that is no longer keeping the blood in the channels. So just eat simple warming foods. Make sure you chew your foods, that type of thing. Work on digestive efficiency.
Enzymes, digestive enzymes.
Exactly.
I'm most concerned at this point about, I like both, I think both the raspberry leaf and shepherd's purse, hemostatic and tonic. So to calm down the uterus and to stop the bleeding. But I think
mugwort could be good. Mugwort could be good.
Yeah,
a lot of cramping, like a lot. I haven't been able to, it's hard to eat because my stomach's been kind of rejecting everything that's cramping.
Any but, diarrhea or constipation? Well, I know you typically have tend towards constipation. But,
I had kind of all of it.
Yeah, so irritation.
So it's definitely affecting my digestion because of the cramping so much.
And the thing about, you know, during, right before a period and during the period, we tend to lose more B6 and magnesium. And magnesium. Okay. Is a calmer, so it can calm the uterus. That's the reason I asked about diarrhea, but I think given your tendency towards tighter bowels, I think the magnesium would be fine to just up it a little bit, the B6, and you're sensitive, so just up things a little tiny bit. And I think we had talked about yellow doc at one point. I don't know if you actually got it.
I have a glycerite of yellow doc.
Okay. Yeah, just start with small. Like always, start with tiny amounts and just gradually build it up to your tolerance.
So it is good to take the shepherd's purse right now. That's good to start on that.
You've got it there, yeah.
I got it. It's a glycerite.
If you have a, like a Chinese doctor or somebody like that that can make this, there's something called the mixture for herbs. And it's something that they use in Chinese medicine for all types of menstrual issues. And it's three parts Dangui, which is Angelica, three parts of Romania root, two parts of peony root, and 1.5 parts Legusticum. So anyway.
It's called Mixture for Herbs?
The Mixture for Herbs.
So right. a Chinese medicine doctor would probably be familiar with it.
Correct.
And they can also test, you know, they'll test your pulses, look at your tongue, and determine if that's the right one or what the right combination would be. The Dunquai is good for the Angelica. It's very good for what they call dry constipation, but also it's that stagnancy in the liver.
Exactly. It helps
out, and it actually helps to break down some of the estrogen byproducts. So that would be good because you tend to be estrogen dominant big time.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we've talked about that in the past. At least I've talked to some of your coaches about that in the past. Is that being a good possibility? And Romania, very
all good news. Very good. I'll tell you later. All good news.
Whoops.
Is this just a part of going through? I mean, it's funny, you don't get a lot of manuals for this, but is this just happen right before your cycle stops?
It could be like everybody goes through something different. For some people, the cycles get longer and longer between, but then when they come, they're super heavy. Mm-hmm. For some people, it just gets crazy. I mean, it does. And your body is just, like Lynn had said, that cleaning out part, right? It's maybe there was some stagnation in the uterus that, you know, the lining hasn't been fully shedding each time, and then it does. So it's very different if anybody wants to comment on what menopause is like for them, but it's just starts going crazy.
Or could this just be the fibroids doing all that?
And the fibroids, right? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. When I went through it, my cycles just stopped.
Mine did too. For a full year, and then I had one of those episodes she's talking about just once. But boy, I thought I was dying because I was just going through so much blood so fast.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I had the same thing 2 months ago, and I thought, okay, that's it. It's going out with a bang. And I didn't even stock up on supplies because I'm like, you know, but it's happening again. So.
And I think given your history of having estrogen dominance for so long, right, and the fibroids, that could be big time contributing. That's why I really make sure you're doing those castor oil packs every single day.
Okay, so that's okay to warm up that area. It's not going to make it, you know, it's okay to...
No, you need to warm that area up. Okay. You need to warm that area.
I was almost worried about getting more of a flow there.
You might temporarily, but it's going to help to release things, but it'll calm down the uterus big time, and the castor oil especially is just really an anti-inflammatory and can help to relax it all. And you're little enough that you can make one pack that is going to cover your liver, your gut, and your uterus all in one pack.
Okay. Good. Yeah, I got the castor oil as soon as you told me about that.
Good. Yeah. Start that.
Okay.
So people get almost instant relief with that. If it is cramping, Black Haw, yes, there is an herb called Black Haw that works for probably a good 90% of the people, but for that 10%, you'll know right away that it's not working. But it really just helps to calm things down and get rid of some of the pain. Black Haw, H-A-W.
H-A-W?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I appreciate it. It's just so right now that I'm grateful I get to talk to you about it. And I think I'm going to go a little early because I actually haven't been able to eat yet today, and I feel like I want to try to do that. So, so sorry if I'm going to go a little early.
No. Take care of yourself. You need to take care of yourself. Make that a priority.
I appreciate you and being here with everybody. So thank you so much.
You're so welcome. We'll see you soon, Debbie.
Okay. Take care, you guys.
Bye-bye. Okay, who else has something they want to get some support on or help with? Claudia.
Hey, so hold on.
Yep, I can hear
you. Oh, I'm unmuted. Oh, I forgot to mute myself. Oh, sorry about that. My phone was, I was just checking my blood sugar and it's 113, but I had like 40 blueberries in my green smoothie, so.
That's not bad.
That's good because yeah. I need to be gone. But yeah, my blood sugar is not going down, but the main thing is this stupid UTI that I'm so bloody sick of. I saw a Chinese doctor, an acupuncturist, that I've seen 4 years ago. And by the way, a testament to your diet, Rita Marie. So she, you know, she looks at the tongue, right? So I stick up my tongue. She looks at me. You eat a very healthy diet. Like she said that twice.
Wow.
And 4 years ago when I was in a vegan diet, you know, like I already ate healthy or so I thought. And, she gave me like 5 protocols for, you know, liver yin and kidney yang, whatever. But this time she checked my pulse and she said I have deficient mm-hmm. ying. She means like your blood vessels are not full enough. That's why you have hot flashes and night sweats because you are too cold. Like you're too.
Mm-hmm.
And like really, like it's been freaking hot in LA. I have my fan on. I can't even imagine. And then so she said I should go get antibiotics, but I didn't. She ended up giving me Gentiana Complex.
Okay.
I don't know if the lights in that.
Yeah, what else is in there? Read it.
So it's probably it's a whole bazillion ingredients. It's Longdan, Gentiana, Dan. I don't know if you pronounce these things.
Quai, Quai.
There's so many. It's like literally 20 things. Maybe I can find a link to that. And
yeah, maybe you can find a link and send it.
Yeah, it's a lot of things.
But I would have you started to take it?
I took the whole thing and nothing changed.
And tell me about more about the...
I started this one that you recommended.
The UT compound, David Winston's, right.
I started that yesterday.
Take more than what it says is typically...
Yeah, I'm doubling up on this one.
Yeah.
And Isabel said cranberry juice. So I'm drinking like unsweetened cranberry juice. And I'm drinking this... German tea for kidney and bladder that has birch leaves and I don't know what the other thing is in English, some kind of herb.
So did you get a culture done?
No, I didn't go to a doctor yet. I did the stool test that showed two different kinds and Isabel said it could be the same.
It could be the same because they, you know, they're close passages and all that kind of stuff.
I have to admit I haven't done that yet because I don't have my family doctors moved, like has a concierge practice now. I don't, unless I'm going to urgent care, I don't have a doctor here that I'm going to.
But did you do, you did actually do the sticks, right? You did the dipsticks.
Yes.
And it showed that you had leukocytes. It just doesn't show what's in there, what the bacteria is.
Oh, I have to get the bottle to remember what I showed up. Nitrites was high.
Nitrates. And I think it was leukocytes because that's what when I asked Isabel about it.
Yes, those two things were high. And then you asked about protein and blood, and that was not.
See, I was trying to rule out whether it was your kidney, whether you had a kidney stone that was trying to pass. So your symptoms are the urgency.
It's like as somebody like cramps. It's almost like my bladder feels like somebody like a fist is squeezing it. So I've been using painkillers, to be honest, like the Azo stuff. So sometimes, and some days it feels like, oh, it's all good. Like, oh my God, it's like, it's going away. You know, first when I took those Chinese things, I thought it was gone. It was so much better. And then after 3 or 4 days, it just was back to normal.
Are you taking vitamin C?
Yes, I take 4,000 to 8,000. I'm not, like, at least 4,000. Should I take more?
Bowel tolerance.
Okay.
Right, just kind of keep increasing it until you start to loosen stools, and then you can back off a little bit and stay there. So bowel tolerance, because your body may need more.
Right.
And then the other thing, casserole packs.
I did those 4 days in a row. I don't know if you always have to pour new oil on every day, or if you just, huh?
You don't.
But I did it for 4 days, and I felt absolutely nothing. So I'm not sure. Like,
okay, so here's what. Queen of Thrones, Marissa, right. She says minimum 7 days.
Okay.
Gotta go through 7 days. If you go 7 days, you can take a little break and then go 7 days again. And I keep forgetting. I asked her specifically and I forget what she said about the 7 days and why that was the magic number, but you need to just keep doing it. So don't
stop. Yeah. I think I just gave up because I was like, oh,
Yeah, and okay, hers is pretty easy to do because it's just a strap on and you don't have to keep replacing the oil.
Yeah, okay, good. That's good to know. And then she, the acupuncturist, she also said she got free samples for this stuff. It's like a homeopathic thing that has, but it has like magnesium stearate in it, and it has like the crappy, it's Annika Montana, like, I don't know how to pronounce any of these.
And it says hot flash relief, Arnica?
Hot flash relief. Night sweats, irritability. So I have hot flashes and I wake up, I go to the bathroom at least 5 times a night. It wakes, like, it screws up with my sleep. And it's because I sweat. And then I, of course, my bladder is like making me feel like, and you know, so then it hurts. And then I can't go back to sleep unless I go to the bathroom. I used to wake up like 2 to 3 times before. Sometimes I would sleep through or 1 time a night. But since I have this UTI, it's like usually 4 or 5 times a night, which really affects my sleep.
So I'm just going to put out there, if you do decide you want to try the antibiotic route, you have to make sure they culture.
Yeah. No, they're always exactly what. Yeah, for sure.
Right. Because if you say, oh, here's a broad spectrum antibiotic, that's going to mess with you. So you want to know exactly what it is. So that would be my recommendation there. And you tried the urostatin. You went through a couple of bottles of urostatin.
I went through one bottle.
Okay.
And Isabel recommended one other thing that is called biocidin.
Biocidin. Yeah, it's a broad spectrum. It's like a broad spectrum. It's the broad spectrum antibiotic of the natural world.
Oh, she contacted them and they said it's for UTIs also.
Yeah, you can use it for YouTube.
I'm doing this first. I'm doing this stuff first. And then I'm going to Germany in a month, and I have a doctor there that I can go to. Maybe I try it until then, and if it doesn't get better, I'm going to get an antibiotic.
Okay, yeah, but I would say make sure you've used your herbal antibiotics to the extent you should, right? Like if I'm trying to fight something off and I have, I usually have some here, but it's not. Oh, yeah. Like I may have Oregon grapefruit, right? And I feel like something's coming on. I'll test myself. Do I need this?
Yeah. I just feel
I
tried
something. I do. But if I do, I'm just going to take 2 or 3 dropperfuls and I'm just going to keep taking it until my body says I don't need it. Right. To get the levels of the antimicrobial up high enough. So that's the kind of thing that sometimes it's not that a particular supplement doesn't work for us. It's that we didn't take enough of that.
That could have been. And do you rotate? Because I've taken the UT support had Uniberberry and Echinacea and Oregon grapefruit and that one helped last time totally, like 2, 3 weeks of that, it was all gone. And so I did that initially for like 3 weeks, but it didn't go away.
And sometimes it can be that the bugs have become resistant, which is why doing a culture, even if you don't do the antibiotics, doing the culture and getting a sensitivity done with it, or just doing the culture and then pulling out good old herbal antibiotics book and
that
particular bug, because he'll talk about, well, you know, for this bug in the urinary tract versus this bug on the skin versus this bug in the gut. And then you can try to figure it out. But without knowing, you know, you may have inadvertently created resistance, right?
I have that book. What does it say? Which bugs respond to what? I don't think I found that in there, but yeah, okay.
Usually you can look them up in the, it's not as easy to find as finding the herbs, but you look up the bugs, like just say it's E. coli.
I see.
So I would look up E. coli here, and then it says, yeah, Escherichia coli, okay. Then it has this whole section which you have to look at the different spots in the book to see where it talks about it.
Right.
Because it'll talk about it under specific herbs.
A sensitivity, where can I do that at Direct Lab? Like, can I do that at one of those places or like without going to?
I wonder if Direct Labs does, let's look it up. Let's look.
Because I feel like I'd rather get the lab done and get the information and then ask you or, you know, ask.
Right.
It's going to a doctor and then they will write you a prescription for antibiotics, you know, like they always do.
I'm going to go to order tests, view tests. I'm going to just look up
I just don't, like, the doctors here are so expensive. You know, in Germany, a doctor visit is like 40 euros or 30 euros. Here you spend like 250 bucks just for them to, you know.
Just for a quick walk-in, yeah.
It's like such a, I don't want to.
Your analysis complete with microscopic examination. Let me look at this.
Okay.
This panel is usually on the elevation of urinary tract infection, dehydration, kidney stones. It includes all that. Nitrite, and then a microscopic examination will be automatically performed as well, which might include mucus and bacteria. So this might, it might be this particular one called urinalysis with microscopic evaluation, $39.
Oh, that's great. Can you post the link?
Yeah, I think I can.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you so much. Yeah, I see everybody in the chat. Yeah, Orpha Ozzy, I took that. I took Orange Grape. I took Berberine. I'm still taking for my blood sugar.
Oh, I wonder if the long-term use of the Berberine has made the bugs less sensitive.
I stopped it maybe once for like 6 weeks, but that was a while back before I got the UCI. Should I stop it?
Yeah, it might be that it's just you're not sensitive to it. I'm trying to find this again.
The stool test I did showed sensitivity to garlic and echinacea, so that's what I've been taking.
Okay, but it didn't show. Here, let's see.
And I think did it do berberine? No, which one was it? No, I need to look it up.
It may be that the berberine containing compound is not working.
Right.
You've taken it for so long. Okay, I just put the link in there. Oops, I sent it to Barbara. Sorry, accidentally sent it to Barbara. Okay, yeah, try that.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate that. It's so like just waking up at night. It's just my, you know, I don't have the same energy.
Anybody can think of, Diana, you have any thoughts on antimicrobials that
I'm actually doing a rotation now because I was on berberine solid for the last year and a half.
Oh.
And somebody had mentioned that your berberine shouldn't be stayed on very long. And that on one of the last calls I had with my coach, I was talking to her about that. And she said go on a rotation where we're going to substitute schizandraberry for the berberine. And so that will keep the berberine from, or the critters from getting resistant to the berberine. So I'm going on every other week. So I just replaced the berberine with the schizandraberry. I've on my own mixture, which just has some other herbs in it, but that's the basic on that one. So schizandraberry is the alternative weeks that I'm not taking the berberine.
I didn't realize they were antimicrobial.
Schizandraberry is a very interesting herb. I haven't studied it tremendously.
Liver support.
Yeah.
Okay, hydrangea.
Look it up in here. It's a tonic, adrenal tonic. It's an adaptogen.
Adaptogen, yeah.
Yeah, but I've
that's
never.
Supposed
used
to give me that rest break from the berberine. And actually, my husband's doing the same thing. So he's doing 1 week of berberine, 1 week of schizandraberry.
And maybe because of the blood sugar lowering effect of it.
Right. Right. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah, so it's not really
not really an antimicrobial, but it may have some properties in it that would mimic that. It's just one of those, if you're going to go off the berberine and you're going to lose that blood sugar regulation, but, you know, I would definitely look into that schizandraberry.
I'm going to look into it. I'm going to look at the herbs for you because I think, I don't know if it's good for the 98-100. Cryptoleptis is one that I hadn't used very much until I started reading this book. And it's commonly found, but most people are not going to be resistant to it. Cryptoleptis, let's see. Amoeba, colic, stomach, malaria, fever, hepatitis, UTIs. In Nigeria, they use it for UTIs. Let me see. It also, this might be a great substitute for berberine because it also has been found to lower glucose levels in type 2 diabetics.
Oh, awesome, because my blood sugar has been high. So what is this thing called that you're not talking
about? Cryptolepsis. C-R-Y-P-T-O-L-E-P-S-L-E-P-I-S. Lepis. Lepis. I say lepsis. But
thank you, Linda Boer Johnson. What would I do without you? Because I'm like, oh my God, auditory is like, I'm like, what? I'm like, I can't even like follow so fast. Okay, great. I've never, that sounds very cryptic.
Very cryptic.
And that's an herb?
Yeah, it's an herb. You can use it as a tea. You can get it as a tincture. Let's see. Powder for bacterial infections of the skin. Sprinkle it on the wound. Tincture. 60% alcohol appears to be the ideal alcohol percentage in a tincture. 20 to 30 drops 4 times a day.
Yeah, I'm not going to make my own tinctures. That's the
No, you buy it. They have
Because sometimes this book sounds like you have to make those things. You have to go to the forest and find juniper berries. I'm like, hold on.
No. You can buy all of them.
Okay, great. He's like, find juniper berries. They grow abundantly everywhere. I'm like, I don't have time to forage find juniper berries.
No. Go for Cryptolepsis. You can go on Amazon, okay. Get it on Prime and have it by tomorrow. My guess.
Okay, tincture, 6% alcohol, 20 to 30 drops a day. What, 3 times a day?
20 to 40. 40.
So what do you cover that then?
Drops 4 times a day is what I would recommend. 40 drops 4 times. 2 dropfuls 4 times a day.
Okay.
Initially, and then you can back it off and just see, like, dose it high and see if it's going to work.
Okay.
Because I think when you get to the point where you've tried a lot of different things, you just have to try a lot of other different things, right?
Yeah. Look up. I didn't know there were other things left.
There's a lot. Look in your herbal antibiotics. It might even have a section on urinary tract.
It does, and it talks mostly about juniper berries. So I read that book already, and I didn't. That's what it talks about. That's like as the main, and then something else. I forgot what it was. Or juniper in general.
But he has also, he lists under here, urinary tract, but then the different kinds of bacteria.
Yeah.
What you find, he's going to tell you different things.
Right. But I haven't done the culture, so.
Yeah. So check out Direct Labs. You can always call them and say, is this going to culture and tell me what bacteria is growing in there? That's what it sounds like. Yeah. Yeah, because he has this whole section. If it's E. coli, if it's Klebsiella, Proteus, Pseudomonas, depending on what it is, there's different herbs that would work for it.
Thank you. Okay.
Yeah. You're welcome.
Yeah, but I just wanted to tell you how amazed I was when she looked at my tongue and she's just like,
you eat well.
Very healthy. Like, she said that twice, like kind of like as if nobody, none of her patients.
She doesn't see that for me. It's funny.
And I know I took up a lot of time. I have one last question. So what deficient yin, what does that mean? Like, what would you say, like, in terms of the night sweats and the hot flashes and stuff like that? Is there anything that you...
Lynn, go ahead. You have this more close in your mind. I'm a little rusty.
I've had them for 8 years now, and I'm kind of ready to stop this.
I missed.
You've had flashes for 8 years, yeah.
Since I turned 50, it started with
I don't have any of those. I mean, I never had hot flashes, so I'm extremely grateful for that. Yeah.
Anyway, it's okay.
But so, efficient yin.
Deficient yin.
Talk about it in particular.
Heat for hot flashes. What has worked for friends that I've shared with is vitamin E.
Okay.
Is upping vitamin E. That's the one thing that seems to in common help them. And that is actually a part of that. But so deficient yin has to do with that receptive feminine side of yourself. So it makes sense as we go through menopause where I was talking to somebody else about this because she was just like complaining about menopause. And I'm like, are you kidding? Do you realize what a gift menopause is? Menopause is asking you to reclaim the wise woman you are. Our culture does away with that. You are being asked to embrace that. And so that's part of, you know, nothing is ever just one thing or the other. So your body is not receiving and you have a blockage of your energy there and it's creating heat. Okay. And heat is very yang. And so, look at yourself for softness.
Okay.
All right. Just in looking at you, that's my first thought that comes to my mind is look at how I can be soft. How is my breath? All right. Yeah. And we've gone now into, I'll just say this real quickly, not to freak people out. So we're going into Virgo, and Virgo is all about embracing that part of ourselves. So it's about loving that part of yourself. It's about embracing how you are already perfect just the way you are. You don't need to be fixed.
May I just say that 15% of women do have some degree of hot flashes until they die, and the 85% go through it and it gets behind them. So sometimes it's more also just managing it too.
Yes. Well, but it's understanding why is that happening, right? It's my husband works in a nursing home, and he says, well, that's just part of getting old. And I'm like, I beg to differ. I don't think so. You know, you go to a nursing home, I see what they feed them. I see that they don't move. They sit in wheelchairs. And that's just not how it has to be. It mm-hmm. does. It's your body is sending you a message. That's what it's about, in my humble opinion. For whatever that's worth, in my experience.
I like that, Lynn. That was really helpful. I definitely agree with that. That sounds wrong. Embracing my feminine side makes total sense. It's just, I think if you have flashes, it's just so like.
So on the physical end of thing, I know that adding in the vitamin E has been really helpful.
Okay.
So we work on it that way. But also, I'm grateful I didn't have it. Maybe I had it and didn't even realize it, but.
Well, you will realize it when you have it. Yeah.
Well, we have had to be strong as women. We've had to carry and shoulder many loads. And so that it's like that softer side that lets us be taken care of. We kind of put on the shelf because we have to take care of things. We have to be strong in order for things to get done. That's what we do. But what we don't allow ourselves to do is to be soft and to receive. And what we miss out on are the millions of blessings that really could be coming our way when we just relax and receive.
Yeah.
So that's just part of that. But I'm also looking at the Dongui again is really good.
That's what I was just looking at.
Yeah. Aloe vera gel is really good. Royal jelly. Royal jelly in Chinese herbalism is classified as a food that builds the yin. And it improves your qi energy.
That's not vegan technically, right?
Technically it's not. And technically I would use it, but very carefully. Because, honey, bee pollen, royal jelly. So you ask permission to use it and how much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That sounds good. What was that Chinese thing that you said? Dongui.
It's not. Yeah. It's an Angelica.
Angelica sinensis.
Yep. Exactly. And that is just a great old overall thing you can use for menopause in general.
One of the reasons it works so well for menopause is it does help move things through the liver. It's really
exactly.
good for stagnation.
Yeah. Motherwort, again, is good for that. Small amounts of saffron. So if you make something like a golden milk, obviously without the milk, but you could use a tiny pinch of saffron in there as well. If you make it with like your coconut almond milk or something,
right. That
can be really good. And that's also really good for the yin, the saffron.
Okay, thank you so much.
So, and you put that in after you make everything. You do not cook with it. Otherwise, you lose its value. Mm-hmm.
Thank you, guys.
So,
I'm up something else here. And you're keeping up your probiotics?
I do take probiotics. I take one each day. That was the one that you recommended, Lynn. And then I'm taking two different kinds. One is for urinary tract, woman's health, and then the other one is the one that you recommended, then the one that has two different strains. I forgot what it's called. It's in the bathroom. Yeah, I'm taking those every day, but orally. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I think that I was just looking up Dong Quai and she said it, but again, because I think that could be a helpful one.
And then the dosage, is it like, how much do you use?
Oh, a couple of droppers a few times a day is what I would probably recommend.
So also as a tincture then.
Yeah. I looked up black cohosh, but it's not recommended if there's a yin deficiency. So.
No, and I've tried that. It's in most of the menopause things, and it didn't work. And same with maca. There's a maca supplement, and I tried maca powder. And my friend is like, oh, I just take one pill a day, like one of these little, everything. And I took four. They say take four for like 6 weeks, and nothing changed. They said 85% of people it works, and then I'm like, well, guessing.
It's differences in the constitution. Try the Dong Quai. The more I read about it, the more I think it could be helpful.
Yeah. And, you know, again, if you're in an area where there's a Chinese community, they will often, the older women especially, will often make a soup with it, with the actual root. So see if you can get that. And then, so if they make the soup with it, it gets really soft and then you can actually eat the root itself.
You can buy it whole, the whole root that Mountain Rose, and just simmer it for a couple of days. Then you have a broth you can use as a basis for a smoothie or a soup.
Yeah.
Okay. For a couple of days. Okay.
Yeah. Well, probably. I'm not sure. I'm just throwing that out there. That's just what came to my mind. I know you do that with like reishi when you buy the pieces of reishi or the whole reishi. I mean, it's literally like 48 hours before it softens up and releases enough. But
And one of the suggestions here is you can do a cup of tea 3 to 5 times per week as a prevention against calcium loss due to hormonal deficiency.
Tea from that root, 3 to 5
times. Angelica sinensis.
Yep.
From 3 to 5 times a day?
Week.
A week.
A week, okay.
And that's a prevention against calcium loss.
Okay. Wow. Cool. For me, the hardest thing is to remember to take all these things because these herbs you're not supposed to take with food. And then, you know, you eat like, oh man, I forgot. Keeping like track of while you're working to take all these things. Yeah.
Oh, you know what? And Mountain Rose actually has the cut root. So you wouldn't have to simmer it for days.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah. Here, I'll give you the link.
Yeah, that would be nice. You can make a soup with it.
Yeah, and you just strain it. Or you can put it in you just make a little bag with a cheesecloth and you just put it in, and then you dump it in there and then you can take it out. Because I don't think you want to actually eat it in those pieces.
If it gets soft enough, though, you can eat it.
You can try it, but if you keep it in there, then you're not forced to strain it after.
But yeah.
Either way.
Sandy says she takes Icelandic Angelica. It's the brand.
Oh, Icelandic. It's a brand. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a huge. It's a huge.
Are you talking about water or what?
Let me see.
I know the water Icelandic.
Yeah.
Oh, is that a brand though?
Yeah, it was a brand. I thought she said it was a brand. Yeah, it's, the brand is Sagapro, so it is a type. Sagapro is the brand.
Oh, yeah, there are different species. So there's Angelica sinensis and there's other species. So maybe it's Angelica Icelandic.
So what is Angelica? Is that the tea that you talk about?
That's the Dangui.
Dangui, that's what I'm saying. I'm losing track of Cryptolepsis and Dangui and Angelica.
Angelica is Dangui.
Yeah.
Angelica
is the Latin, the botanical name.
Oh, I suppose so. I didn't catch that. Okay. I was like, what are you talking about?
Okay, here, I'm going to give you the link to the Angelica on. Ignore the one I just put in there. It's a huge link. Here.
Thank you.
That one. That would be the, yeah.
Great. Okay, now I took up all the time I didn't use all year.
There you go. Who else has questions or comments? Let me look at my calendar here.
Diana and Debbie had questions.
All right. Okay. Who else?
Barbara, I have questions.
Go for it. Go for it, Barbara.
Okay. I have since about 1 to 2 months these palpitations, which are SVTs. And my question is, can you hear those naturally? And if so, how? And are there something similar to muscle twitching, or is it something completely different?
Okay, so what you're getting is palpitations, is that right? And you feel like your heart is like racing out of control, and then it stops, and then it starts again?
Yeah, but it is that, but there are SVTs, which is an electrical.
It's a conduction deficit. Yeah. SVT. Okay.
Lynn Rose put in the chat supraventricular tachycardia.
There you go. Supraventricular. Yeah, that's, yeah. Okay. So it really depends on what's causing it, right? If there's an electrical defect in the heart, then I don't know specifically of a way to do that. I know that there's general things. You have to find out what triggers it. Are there particular things? Is it when you're stressed, keeping yourself more in a parasympathetic than a sympathetic mode is going to make a big difference. So, you know, heart math, meditation, yoga, things like that. How good are you at doing those things? Because I know you are a little bit of a hypervigilant.
Well, I'm doing meditation every day, and I'm sure that I have to think more often of making breaks and going inside. Yeah. And I wondered, you once said something about an app that you can measure your brain waves, I think.
Yeah, the Muse, MUSE. It helps you to measure your brain waves. And Jeannie does energy.
And could that make a difference? I mean, does this
you get biofeedback, right? Because sometimes we think we're in this calm meditative state, but meanwhile, the brain is actually going. So I would look, you can look at the Muse. You can look at getting the HeartMath Inner Balance. It's a little thing you put on your finger or on your ear, and you plug it into a phone or a computer, and it will measure your heart rate variability. So that's an important piece. The other thing, I would look at the book, Harnessing the Healing Power of the Vagus Nerve.
I bought that book and I started to read it.
Okay, so skip ahead. You can read it, but skip ahead to the chapter where he has these specific exercises that you can do. Keep reading it, but skip ahead to that and start doing some of those things. He has given cases of some amazing recoveries of very serious things, like COPD, like other things like that related to the lungs and the heart, because they're all controlled by the vagus nerve.
Yeah.
Like the gut, the heart, and the lungs are controlled by the vagus nerve.
Uh-huh.
So I would just start his exercises there.
Okay.
I don't know. Well, he's actually in Europe. So
in
he's
Denmark.
Trained practitioners. So you may find someone that he is trained to actually go to help put you in touch with how to do those exercises, and then you can do them on your own.
Mm-hmm. And one question I also have, somebody wrote here, maybe there's a mineral imbalance. I'm taking magnesium, but I wonder, is there a maximum amount of magnesium which one can take?
It's going to vary from person to person, right? And so maximum, I usually have people go by bowel tolerance. And so you just either keep building it up until you get to the point where it causes loose stools. And you can get some testing done if you really want to know about balances. SpectraCell has a very advanced, or Genova has a thing called NutriVal. And you can actually see what the various nutrients and electrolytes are. Mm-hmm. Electrolyte imbalance is easy to determine. Calcium, magnesium, calcium, potassium chloride from a blood test, which you probably can look at those and see if there's anything off there. Those are usually the obvious things that I think if you've had evaluation for it, they would have looked for.
Yeah.
But imbalances, nutritional imbalances can definitely be at the cause of it.
And what was SpectraCell and what was the other one?
The other one is Genova Diagnostics, NutriVal. Oh, yeah. NutriVal.
Okay. And I don't know if this is too much, but I had asked you once before, I have as well a fungal infection, a trichophyton. I don't know how you pronounce it.
Okay.
I did put all the information you asked me to do in my Google Doc.
Okay.
But I don't know if I'm taking up too much time.
Well, I'm going to just put out there for everybody, you know,'s benefit. When you put something in your Google Drive, if I'm not informed or we're not informed, we don't know, because it doesn't inform us if you put something up there. So if you do that, the best way, like for any of these calls, would be you do the RSVP, you say, hey, I got this up, I put it in my Google Drive, I'd like to review it. And that's how, you know, we've been keeping track of that, because I don't know. I'm going to see if I can find it. Barbara, forms and assessments, and
I did put my GI map test into the lab tests. I did put up a food diary, a 4-day food diary in 2019, and I updated my supplements.
Oh boy, yeah. So if I had known this before the call, I would have had these all open and ready to go.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry about that. Yeah. I didn't know.
That's why when we send out the reminders on the Friday before, we'll say something like, if you're, you know, fill out the RSVP form. I'm looking now. I'm trying to find you. Is it under labs?
It is under labs, the GI map. In 2019.
Okay. Yeah, do Dutch. Yeah, it looks like you had a lot. Okay. So far, there's nothing showing on the GI.
No, there is
Enterobacter. There's a high Enterobacter E. coli. I mean, that's not Enterobacter, not E. coli. Enterobacter separate, and then bacteroides are low. Enterococcus. So you do have a few of these, and your secretory IgA is low, which is oftentimes an indication that your immune system is not able to handle these things on its own very well.
Mm-hmm.
For that, you know, more heart math, vitamin A and an herb called amla can help bring that up to speed better.
Amla? How do you spell
it? Amla, A-M-L-A.
Uh-huh.
And what I don't like about the GI map, I was talking to somebody about it the other day who had it done, is that they don't give you sensitivities. So they don't actually test your particular bug. So you do have a parasite, and that can be causing the fungal thing.
Mm-hmm.
So you do have a parasite. You know, the kinds of things I would look at with a parasite, a general thing is biocidin, but, and you have bacterial end. So potentially biocidin, a supplement called biocidin could be very helpful. And you might even be able to take a little bit of that and put it on your, on the areas on your feet where the fungus is.
Mm-hmm.
And I like the tincture form of it better than the capsule form of it. Because you've got several imbalances here. Do you take probiotics?
No, not at the moment.
Okay, so you need to be doing that because your bacteroides are low.
Mm-hmm.
And this doesn't do your regular, like your normal flora, so I don't know much about like which ones, but I think you need to be doing some probiotics, probiotic-containing foods, but extra because you've got this stuff. I know you probably are eating some of the fermented foods, but I think you're going to need some of that. So I would look at the different times of day, biocidin, and a good probiotic for this. And then take some of that biocidin and you can use it topically on the fungus itself.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. And you said you put in a diet diary somewhere here?
Yeah, that is, under 2019, a 4-day food diary.
Is it under the labs for?
No, not under the labs. No, it's a separate folder.
Food journal. Here we go.
Yeah, food journal.
4-day food diary. Let's see. We'll take a quick look. Gourget is a zucchini, I think. Yeah?
Yeah.
And the veg crackers, those homemade that you've made?
Yeah, homemade. Yeah. From vegetables and dehydrated.
And you will have an overall very healthy diet.
I mean, and this was even driving, so not everything was terrible. Yeah.
It doesn't look like, it looks like a very low sugar, so that wouldn't be propagating the fungal thing. I think the reason you have the fungal thing in your toes, your feet, is because you have it in your gut.
Yeah, that's what I think too. I mean, this is a very, very long-term infection. Yeah. I got them on a trip to Africa in the 80s.
Yeah, the thing I might add to the, I don't know if it has it in it. The reason I said the biocidin is because it does have both bacterial and fungal and parasite types of approaches, but you probably want to get an Artemisia annua as well.
What is that?
Artemisia annua. I'll put that in here. Artemisia annua. There we go. I just put it in your chat. Whoops. Why am I always sending stuff personally to you?
You have to change it. You have to change. You have to click on the arrow.
I did, but it's kind of strange because I don't remember. Yeah. Anyway, I just sent it to you. Artemisia annua. And then you can put topical. Okay. Those are the things that I would see because I think that's why you're having it locally is because it's systemic.
Yeah. And how much would I take of this Artemisia annua?
It depends on what kind you get, whether you get capsules or liquid, but I would take whatever it says on the bottle as the dose and 1.5 to 2 times it. At least initially to just get a loading dose and then you can go down to what it says. 1.5 I would follow the instructions. Biocidin is very potent, and usually you would do one. Yeah, right. One drop.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Very. Thank you so much, Dr.
You're so welcome. Absolutely.
And I will miss you terribly. I know that.
Well, stay with us in the Unstoppable Health group and stay with us in the Vital community. And you can still come to those monthly calls with us that way. Okay?
Okay. Thank you. Right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye now. Anybody else? Let me look at my calendar. I think I have another call, but I think I have a buffer. I have a call with Jeannie, don't I?
Diana had a question.
Okay, go for it, Diana.
Hopefully this will just be a fast one. I've got a Keto Mojo now.
Yay.
Well, I got it for something other than what it was originally designed for. I already had a meter, so I didn't bother buying it for a meter.
Right. You bought it for ketones, right?
No, I didn't buy it for ketones. I'm not interested in what the ketones are right at the moment. I might use it for that for some.
The hematocrit and the hemoglobin.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I know you asked that question, and I don't know for sure
how accurate
it is, because I've done it, and it seems like it's different all the time. But now I'm in a normal range, right?
Yeah.
So it may help for you.
I've got that problem with my red blood cells. The hemoglobin and hematocrit are the two numbers I need to watch. And remember, I have to drive 300 miles to get that number.
Yeah.
I can't do it on a daily basis.
No.
My main question was, do you think I can trust the accuracy? But after having it for 2 weeks now, I think I've figured it out. I've been comparing the glucose numbers to my existing meter. And what I'm doing is I'm poking my finger and I'm taking the sample off the same drop of blood. Mm-hmm. There's no doubt. It's not poke here.
Exactly. Exactly.
Drop of blood. There's quite a bit of fluctuation. So that part I'm not real happy about, but I'm noticing quite a difference in the hemoglobin and hematocrit numbers on a daily basis. Now, the interesting part is, as I'm cutting down on the cigarettes, I haven't actually set a daily limit. I fluctuate a little bit from day to day. And what I am able to do with this number is every day is I can correlate now how many cigarettes I smoke to what those numbers are, and I can bring it down into the normal range by much carefully or controlling the number, which is motivating me to do it better.
Do it. Yay.
It's a kind of a win, but I really was, I was kind of, like I said, disappointed because the glucose numbers are fluctuating wildly.
Meter did you have?
I have a TruMetrix. That's what I've been using all of them.
Okay.
It's not the greatest meter, but it's the one we've been using, and we share the strips, and I can buy them in large quantities and get them.
Yeah, they're cheap. So I would trust the Mojo more than I trust the TruMetrix.
Okay. I'm writing both of them down, and I'm just going to keep a chart for a while. And
That was one of the ones I did, in my multi-finger, multi-day poking, and it didn't show up as accurate as the Keto Mojo.
Yeah, and it's interesting because from test to test, sometimes the Keto Mojo will be higher and sometimes it'll be lower. Sometimes it's within 5 points, sometimes it's 25 points.
Mm-hmm.
One morning I got up and according to the Keto Mojo, my blood sugar was 30.
30?
30. Yeah, I think bad strip. Nope, that one ain't going to work.
Bad strip, yeah.
Nope, that ain't working. So yeah, I did have one bad strip for sure, but
yeah,
it's kind of all over the place. So that's why I was concerned about, can I trust the accuracy of that meter?
But it looks like you're correlating it. And I know for me, like my range is, it's a small range because, it's within the normal range. It might go from, 37 to 41 to, on the hematocrit, or 13.7 to 12.8 to, whatever. So it's not that much difference, but it does seem like it's different.
Yeah, and that was one of the other things I thought was interesting is it changes that much from day to day. It really does. But we've already discovered my platelets can change from one day to the next.
Right.
From normal to completely gone.
I think it's a good overall
It is a good overall picture.
Yeah.
But I tend to think that this was like the answer I've needed all along. To really get me into that mindset of I am in totally control. It's not just a matter of I need to stop smoking. I'll get there someday. No, I can actually watch this now every morning and say, up, oh, see, I screwed up yesterday. Yep. And had one too many. So it's going to help me back that down, because I have this feeling I'm going to be able to watch the numbers come down.
Good. I want to see those numbers come down.
I want them down to zero. I mean, I want the hemoglobin and hematocrit in normal range. And it is in normal range. This morning, I am in normal range. 42 and 14.9. And if I stay under my limit that I've set for myself, I stay in that range. It's the days when, something stressful happens and I smoke too many and I go, oh boy, I'm going to pay tomorrow. And it'll be jump right back over 15 and 51.
Yeah.
So it's,
well, it sounds like it's a good gauge for you.
This is going to be a big one for me. So I'm just I'm delighted. And like I said, I just wanted to check what your feeling on the accuracy was. Could I trust those numbers enough?
Yeah.
That's my big one.
It sounds like you can. Okay, yeah. Great.
That's it.
Thank you.
I'm done. Thank you.
I think that's it, unless somebody else has anything. Anybody else? We're good? All right. I am going to unmute. And I want to say to those of you who are not coming back, I know you're going to stay connected, Sandy. And I know Claudia is, because she's in NEPT and we're in a bunch of stuff together. Barbara, I want to make sure that you do stay connected and that you, join Vital and come to the Vital calls and get on the Facebook group. I don't know if I've ever seen you on Facebook, but the Unstoppable Health Facebook group is a great place to be with us. And you'll still be in the ERC group for the next few weeks, because I don't know when they get around to taking people out. But once we, get going again. So, thank you guys so much. And I look forward to another great year with all of you who are coming back. And I look forward to continuing to stay in touch with those who are not. And the gold and gold pluses, we have a call tomorrow. We have our, big call tomorrow afternoon. So we'll see you then. All right. I'm going to unmute. Bye. Unmute all. Bye, everybody.
Thank you.
Bye. 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 Best of luck, Barbara. Best of luck.
Thank you. Thank you, Diana. Thank you.
Big heart. Yeah, there you go. I like that.